Hello. Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2017.
In the gospel passage that we just heard, the Lord says to his disciples, "Don't be called rabbi, don't be called teacher, don't be called master, don't be called father." And in that, he's speaking in the same deliberately, like really big, exaggerated way when he says, for example, in the Sermon on the Mount, if your right eye causes you to sin, just dig it out. If your right hand causes you to sin, just cut it off. And he's speaking in a very deliberate, vivid way to make a point. And in regard to the eye and the hand, the early church never understood that he literally meant dig out your eye or cut off your hand. Otherwise, we would have seen in the life of the early church a whole bunch of one-eyed and one-handed people. But the church knew that this is not what he means. And in the gospel that we just heard, when the Lord says, "Don't be called teacher, rabbi, master, father," he's deliberately speaking that same kind of vivid, very deliberately exaggerated way in order to make a really clear point. The point is not simply, as we often hear these days, well, Catholics call their priest father, they're breaking the command because Jesus said, "Don't call anyone father." What's happening here is much richer and deeper than that. One thing to be really clear on is that if the Lord meant literally, "Don't call anybody father," he would be forbidding every boy and girl here to call their father dad or father. He's not doing that. But also, he would have made it clear to the church, "No, I literally meant this." But he didn't do that. In fact, when you go into the New Testament, you find the apostles, Peter, John the Beloved, and Paul, all three of them refer to themselves as fathers of God's people. All three of them, in God's own word, in Scripture, which we heard in the second reading, is God's word, the word of God, not just the word of man, they refer to themselves as the spiritual father of those who have become their spiritual children. Okay, so something more is going on here than just the simple literal command, "Don't call anyone father." Okay, so what is he getting at here? Well, in the whole context, in light of what he's saying in regard to the Pharisees and the scribes, what the Lord is getting at is this. I think he's wanting us to see really clearly, like in regard to the eye and the hand, what he's saying there is, You need to take sin seriously. You need to deal with sin seriously. Okay, so that's the deeper point rather than just dig your eye out if it causes you to sin. Here, the Lord is saying to us, don't call any of your spiritual leaders here on earth, don't call them Father in the same way that you call Him, your Heavenly Father, Father. There is an infinite difference between His fatherhood over us and anyone else, including me, a huge difference between His fatherhood over us and anyone else that might be in a place of spiritual leadership or spiritual fatherhood over us. The problem with the Pharisees is that they're making themselves the end. They've ceased being a pointer in their very life to God the Father. And they've made it all about themselves. And Jesus is saying, do not forget that it's not about those that are in a place of spiritual fatherhood over you. It's not about them in such a way that they become the end goal. And so don't call them Father in the way that you call Him Father. There's this vast difference between his fatherhood and the spiritual fatherhood that they would have over you. So, in other words, don't think that there's going to be anybody here on earth who's going to be able to love you in this fatherly kind of way as your heavenly Father does. So he's speaking in such a way to make it really clear to us, you have one real, true Father. That's what he's getting at. In the same way that he's getting at, you have one real teacher, the Christ. There's only one who can ever teach you the absolute truth with no distortion in such a way that if you follow it, you will be with him eternally. You have one teacher. You have only one master. There's only one person that can demand absolute faithful obedience from you in life, and that's God. So that's what he's speaking about here. What I want to do is just go back to the fatherhood piece. We do have one Father who is absolutely Father over us in the most perfect and beautiful way. And that's our Heavenly Father. And he's become our Father, not just in virtue of the fact that he's created all things, but because of what happened to us in baptism. In baptism, that sacrament joins us so deeply to Christ that we are given a share in, a participation in, his own relationship with the Father. And so he is Father for us in an unheard of way, like really adopting us as his own children. Now, with all of that, I want to offer a word of encouragement to all the families that are here for our bereavement mass in light of this gift of the Father's love for us. The Lord Jesus wants nothing more than for each of us to experience the depth of the Father's love for us, to trust him. I mean, to really be surrendered over to him as his children. And in the life of Christ, the way that the Father most deeply demonstrated his faithfulness was in that moment when the Lord Jesus on the cross faces death itself, and he so trusts the Father that the Father will see him through it. The Father will not just abandon him to death, that his last words, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And he enters into death, and the Father's faithfulness is seen in the most beautiful and profound way. When he reaches into death, and he raises his Son up from the dead. And the Lord Jesus says to us in that, I told you, I kept speaking to you about the Father's goodness and the Father's faithfulness, but in order that you might know that I really meant it, see my trust in the Father, even unto death, and see his response. A Father faithful, even in the face of death. And that's the word that I want to give to the families that are here who've lost a loved one this past year, who in just a moment we will pray for by name. We have a Father who is good and faithful even in death itself. And tonight, your loved ones, your wives, your dads, spouses that you're here to remember and pray for tonight, our Father, he is so good that it is his deepest desire to draw us out of death just as he did his beloved Son. And tonight, our prayer is just, Father, do it and be that good, be that faithful to those that we love. Do for our loved ones what you did for your own Son. And that's our prayer tonight. And for each of you that's here tonight to pray for a loved one, I hope, I pray for you that tonight, these words of the Lord in the gospel where he's reminding us, you have one Father, and he is a Father in an unheard of way, so good, so true, that no one on earth, not even your earthly biological father, is a father the way he is a father. I pray tonight that you in your heart would have a deep and profound experience of his fatherly love for you as you pray for your loved ones who have died. And if we let him pull us into that place, then we are right there with Christ, right where we need to be, sons and daughters of a Father who is good beyond what we could ever imagine.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.